Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Anyway, on the other end of the spectrum, first-time parents, the amount of information you can take in, sometimes it feels overwhelming. But one of the areas that's not actually focused on at all, really, is first aid training. But should it be? Should it be offered free to new parents? Siobhan Butler is the owner of First Aid for Everyone and a former nurse and a mother, and she's on the line. You're very welcome, Siobhan, to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Cormac. Good to be here.
I'm sure you're going to tell me, given all your qualifications and experience, that it actually should be focused on.
Like having free first aid in maternity hospitals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would totally agree. We say it on all the courses. We run an awful lot of baby and child first aid courses. And you have terrified parents, like you said, overloaded with information. And so we try to tailor it back and just try and stick on the essentials as to what would you do if you were at home and then you needed kind of to go for medical care. And, you know, they're terrified, as you can imagine.
Yeah. And you started this business, I believe, because someone close to you nearly died.
First Aid for Everyone was born in May 2009. I was still working as a nurse, and my friend Lisa, her daughter was 8 at the time, and she choked and almost died. And I don't think at the time she understood the severity of it, because it wasn't like what it's like on the movies. It was very, very quiet, very silent. And then her daughter fell and hit the deck. Okay. And whatever way she hit the ground, the object came out. And then she rang me the next day and said, oh my gosh, wait till I tell you what happened. And I live in Shankill. She said, if I organise parents, will you do a first aid course? And that was the first time I realised I actually hadn't any first aid training. I had 4 small kids at the time. Because I'm being a nurse, you're geared for kind of hospital scenarios. So we trained as a first aid tutor, and we set it up, and it's been going legs ever since 2009. So we're just empowering people, giving them information.
That's the kind of story now, is as a dad, that gives me something at the pit of my stomach, a worry. But you're saying, you've told us as well, that choking when a baby is starting solids is actually not the main threat at all, is it?
Well, I think it's probably because you have gagging and choking, which are two kind of different things, but very, very scary if you're not aware what gagging is to sound like. And, you know, when somebody is gagging, whether it's baby, child or adult, you're trying to clear your own airway. And I think on the courses, we would kind of go through, and we have video support, what gagging is and allowing them to clear their airway, not undoing the good work they've done and trying to clear their own airway. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go from, okay, well, they're not gagging anymore. Their airway is now blocked. And from this moment, they only have 4 minutes to get the object out. And I think it's just kind of knowing the difference between when to intervene with your first aid and when to just kind of let somebody clear their own airway.
Yeah, and unless you're instructed, you don't know, do you? And that's the point we were talking about for first-time parents.
Yeah.
An awful lot of information about nappies and sleeping and the temperature, which is key as well. But then first aid. So tell me this, when a child gets a little bit older, the risks get bigger, don't they? And what's the advice? Is there any general advice on first aid?
Well, I suppose what I've done, Cormac, with my guys at home, and anyone that's willing to listen, is that if you're sitting at your kitchen table, and let's face it, you know, you're all having the dinner, you're chatting, and somebody could be sitting beside you and they're choking. I've always said to my kids, bang that table as loud as you can. First of all, you're letting somebody know you're choking, and never leave the room. It's a habit we have. We get awkward. We want to leave. And, you know, knowing what to do if you're on your own at home and you choke, or how can you, you know, assist somebody? How do you do those back slaps? Where do you hit them? How do you do an abdominal thrust? You know, and teaching your children what to do if you choke. Mm-hmm. Kids are great for first aid. They take it all, you know, very, very calmly. Whereas, you know, this is what you do if dad's choking or mom's choking or whatever.
Yeah, and they could save a life, of course.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you this, Siobhan? If it were to be made available free, the first aid course for new parents, how much would it cost, do you reckon? How much would it save people as well, or save the state?
Well, I think, I couldn't even put a figure on it. I think, you know, I mean, I work with Cathy Milliken from Bump Baby and Me. We've been together for 12 years. and we focus on babies and young children, and we just stick to the choking and the CPR. And so if the hospitals, you know, were going to do this maybe before they left, and then you could have a follow-up. I don't know, I couldn't put a figure on it, but I think we you know, people buy gift vouchers, you know, because they'd ask, what would you give somebody? Like, it's a fantastic present to say, look here, you know, learn how to save a life for the sake of, you know,
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. Maybe before the baby is born, because once the baby is born, the tiredness levels goes up big time. It's fascinating to talk to you. Siobhan Butler, owner of First Aid for Everyone, former nurse and mum. Thank you very much indeed for that. Really, really interesting, without question.